Sheriff Dustin Weissel joins us from the Dodge County Sheriff's Office. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Good morning, guys.
I better turn your mic on. That might work. Be good, huh? There we go. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing well. We're doing well. We are in the middle of summertime, and it's always good to get those grants out there. And another one coming up, right?
Yeah, we'll be participating in another mini grant from the Nebraska Office of Highway Safety that awarded us a speed grant. That will partake in July, July 10th through the 31st. We'll have more deputies out on the roadways looking to enforce the speeding in Dodge County.
So what does that entail? Does it entail a stop point where people would be checked or not?
No, it does not. We'll have extra deputies out on patrol enforcing the traffic violations, and speeding is what they're going to be mainly focused on. Hopefully to reduce any injury accidents that we may have, or property damage accidents, or keep those speeds down and avoid those accidents.
Speaking of speeding, I was just curious, there's been a rash of stops in Nebraska lately of folks going 100 miles an hour or more. Have you seen much of that?
We get them up there every now and then. With the new roadway open up here on new Highway 30, I think we've seen them up in the 80s already, and it's posted at 55.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Boy, it is nice and smooth. I rode on that last week to make my way to North Bend, and I was like, oh, that's pretty nice.
Yeah,
I like it.
It's a nice roadway up there. I think we're looking at, I think I've been told, another year before the whole project is completed. But right now it's head-to-head traffic till County Road 10, and then we're back into the four lanes.
Yeah, the only thing that I would tell people is if you're going to North Bend, you aren't going to be able to turn at 79. You have to go past it, right?
Yeah, correct. So if you want to go south into town, you'll have to go down to County Road 4 or any county road to get down to North Bend.
Yeah. And that's not the only road. We have the Southeast Beltway is a little bit different. So it's called change, people.
It is, yeah. Actually, I've been on it quite a few times now, getting out of town and going to Omaha. I'm just taking that south from downtown area, and it's no stoplights and pretty quick, actually.
What is the speed limit on that? Is it right now?
Right now it's at 60.
60? Okay.
Yeah, I know they're still working down there, and be aware of all this. Again, we talked about it last time, all the construction workers pretty much everywhere still in the county. Keep those speeds down. Pay attention to the roadway, stay off your phones.
Going that way, I went that way the other day too, coming back from Transmitter, and I took my time just so I kind of know and get the feel for it.
Yeah, and again, pay attention because down on the south part of 77, that road is now being removed, and so I think it's changing periodically, so just pay attention to the cones and the barricades and everything down there to get through that area.
Summertime, obviously you see a little bit more people out and about, and we sometimes forget to lock our vehicles, don't we?
So it's nice out, people are out and about more. We've seen a increase in some of the property crimes, criminal mischief and thefts out of the vehicles, and some damage to buildings and property. So just make sure you lock your cars up at night for the people roaming around.
More people out after dark, it seems like.
Yeah, that's correct.
Sure.
Correct.
Especially here when we're in the middle of boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. 4th of July is around the corner here next week. Just make sure that you're following the city ordinances of the towns that you may live in. Most of those are currently until July 3rd, 8 a.m. until, I believe, 10 p.m. here in some of the jurisdictions. The city here in Fremont is 12 p.m. until 10 p.m. Currently, and then it goes until midnight on the 4th for every town in Dodge County.
Yeah, and I would encourage folks on Monday. I was talking to Ron Block yesterday, who is the guy who kind of organizes Fremont's big fireworks show, and that'll be happening on, I think it is Monday, isn't it? Yeah, the 3rd.
Monday, July 3rd.
Yeah, so just keep this in mind. Dodge County React is no longer. So the people that kind of coordinate traffic in certain areas are not around anymore. So please, just be courteous of people on Monday.
Yeah, it's always a big event, obviously, for the town. And a lot of traffic parked all over the area on Linden and Airport and 23rd Street, and even out on the west of 23rd on the highway even. Just make sure that you're courteous for people getting out of there. It's going to be slow. Just take your time. Find an alternate route. You may have to go a little bit longer than normal, but yeah, be courteous around there and get home safely.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, appreciate the time. If anybody has a tip on something, or maybe they're just thinking about, hey, something suspicious is happening over there, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, you can get a hold of us on the on our Zerker portal or the P3 app and remain anonymous for those tips.
Very good. Thank you. Sheriff Dustin Weitzel, we appreciate your time.
You bet.